So over the last 10 years of meditation practice, I tried all different kind of traditions. I started with concentration meditation, anapana, came to vipassana, then zazen, do nothing meditation, and yoga practice. So I tried like many different meditations, and I took something out of every tradition, especially from your teaching. And I tried to distill like a practice, because I understood that for me, when I have like, for me, the best is to have 2 times 30 minutes per day where I practice meditation, sitting completely still with open eyes in front of a white wall. So I took that from the Zen tradition. And I would like to share my current practice, like what I do, and maybe you have an idea what I could add. So what I do is I sit down. I like to sit like with crossed legs. And first I start to concentrate on the breathing. I find that important because I can regulate the nervous system with that. And in everyday life, sometimes it's like more so that being is entangled in experience, and it helps to just be aware of the breathing for just 1 minute, 2 minutes. And then I start being aware of being aware, and then being aware of the features of consciousness itself. So being aware of the stillness, and then being aware of the infinity. I find these two features very important. And then from there, I start being aware of thinking. Thinking is arising in consciousness. And then seeing that the thinking is made of consciousness itself. So it's like moving from the Vedantic tradition to the Tantric. And I do that with all arising experiences. So then I go to the feeling, and I remain with the current feeling for maybe like 3 minutes. I don't count it, but so maybe there's some anger or any kind of feeling. So I take it very close, see it's made of consciousness. Then I do it with the seeing, the hearing, and then the sensing. And then in the end, I just let the attention range freely. So I don't focus. I just let it completely freely go and see that everything that is arising is made of consciousness. And then when the timer rings, it's just like an ongoing non-dual meditation. So wherever I go, this is made of consciousness. It's like a continuous tantric meditation then. And yeah, I thought about it today because I think it's so important for me to have this daily practice. And yeah, I wanted to share it with you and hear like what you have to say to it. Maybe you have something to add from your experience, how I could improve it, because I like to improve things. Yeah, that's my question.
Sure, that's a beautiful practice. there's not much I can say to improve it. It's the classic path. You describe it very nicely. You start with the content of experience. You start with and then from there you go to a very brief, progressive path practice. You don't go directly back. Your being, you take a neutral, transparent object, the breath, which is an intermediary step from the full content of your experience and your true nature. As you say, it just settles the body-mind. You don't stay there too long, that's perfect. A couple of minutes. And from there, just it's one small step back to the awareness of being, or being aware of being aware. Then you taste its two qualities, one in reference to your inner life, one in reference to your inner life, it's, I think you said, it's a stillness, it's peace. In reference to your outer life, it's unlimited or infinite nature. And then you embark on the tantric path. You then see that thoughts arise in awareness. They are known by awareness and they are made of awareness. Same with your feelings, same with your sensations, same... Sorry. And then you no longer direct your attention to each element of your experience. You just stay wide open. That's beautiful. It's the classic inward-facing path. It's the classic trajectory, the inward-facing path and the outward-facing path. And then your meditation then merges into everyday life, so that your everyday life is... It just, your meditation just extends into your everyday life. There's not... I know the bell goes, but I know you understand. Your meditation doesn't really end then. It's just time to stand up and have a cup of tea. If you wanted to just refine what happens after the bell has gone and you've got up and your meditation has now merged with everyday life, if you wanted to just be a bit more explicit about that, because you're very explicit about all the other, it's not just a vague process, you're very detail orientated. So if you wanted just to refine this last endless, never ending stage of everyday life, you could you could just add these two elements. One, love, which would be the expression of your understanding in relationship to people and animals, and creativity, which would be the expression of this understanding in your work and in your activities. I know you're already doing that, but putting a name on it, just like you named all the elements of your practice, helps you to be very detail-orientated and focus on that. So that would be a way of really putting your everyday life under a microscope and making sure that unconditional love was the foundation of all your relationships, and that your work in the world is characterized by creativity. You're already very creative. You're because creativity is the means by which we bring this understanding out into the world and share it with humanity. And I know you have your own way, and that's very good. My first teacher, Dr. Francis Rawls, said this understanding needs to be reformulated by every generation. And that's very good. So creativity is any kind of activity we engage in that is not sourced in the past. It comes fresh out of your understanding. So and that would include the formulation or the expression of this understanding. So you've found your own way, you've distilled the essence of the various traditions that you've explored in. And that's very good. Just keep doing that and just refine the way you express it in the world through love and creativity. And I wish you the very best, Joe. You're a beautiful being. You told me the story of your life, which is a very remarkable story, very beautiful, very inspiring. And I've no doubt you'll continue to do wonderful things in the world. And I hope we see you from time to time.
Thank you, Rupert. I love you.